BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Jake Schroeder and Jason Summers live from Sheridan and the Charger Dome. It's rocking tonight. We got a full house. The band is playing. And we're just about ready for tip-off, about 3.5 minutes away, as the Avia Blue Demons visit the home Sheridan Chargers tonight. And both teams going through the warm-ups right now. Jason, I'm going to go ahead and run through the starting lineups real quick. For the visiting Blue Demons, we have their three-point specialist here, number 3, Matt Baker. Excuse me. And number 13, Tanner Wynn, at another guard. Number 31, senior Austin Luce. And number 33, junior Mason Cox. And rounding it out, the leading scorer for the Blue Devils, or Blue Demons. Blue Demons, right? I say Blue Devils. Blue Demons, Tanner Kellogg. Kellogg comes in the game, Jason, averaging 21 points a game. And 11.2 rebounds, averaging a double-double a game. And leading scorer in the South Central Conference, I believe. Sixth in all of 2A by my stats. I looked at today, so
he's a very diversified player. He's able to go inside, got good athleticism, and he's about 6'1", 6'2", but he's not going to go over the top of anybody, but he's able to sneakily get around people and athletic enough to get over the top. And on the outside, he can take you outside and shoot the three. He's an all-around player.
Yeah, definitely. Averaging double-double, you can't ask for any more than that. 11.2 rebounds is pretty impressive. And for the Chargers on the starting lineup, they actually start two freshmen, and the two freshmen are their leading scorers. So the future looks bright for the Chargers, as one freshman down low, T.J. Hawkinson, and the other freshman, Derek Lang, at the off guard. And they're joined by senior Alex Wright at one of the forward positions. And the point guard for the Chargers, number 3 in all of 3A in total assists and assists per game, is Bryce Cunningham. And rounding up the starting lineup for the Chargers, junior Willie Felderman at the other power forward position. For the Chargers, as I mentioned, Jason, they have two freshmen, Lang and Hawkinson, or Hawkinson and Lang, at 13 and 12 points a game, respectively. And Hawkinson also averages 8.5 rebounds a game. So close to that double-double like Kellogg, and that's a pretty good tandem for the Chargers to build around for the next 2 years.
Well, there's something going right over here. You got 10 wins on the season, and you had a nice open of the season, a long win streak going before you got your first loss. And so Coach has been playing very, very good basketball.
Yeah, Coach Cooley's done a fantastic job, and really the difference in this year's team, in my humble opinion, is they're just playing great team basketball. Unselfish, they make the extra pass. They're not worried about who's the leading scorer night in, night out, and they just played great all-around team basketball. They moved the ball better on offense, and so I just feel like the whole team's gelled better this year, and just pulling for each other more. So with Albia, though, you guys got the double tandem there with Kellogg and Baker, both shooting over 45% from three-point range on the year. And we're not talking 4 for 10 here. We're talking Baker's at 88 free attempts on the year, Kellogg 46. How do you stop two guys shooting over 45?
Well, three-point range is never easy, and they are able to create their own shot. They're able to do it off the ball. You'll find about Baker, he doesn't rest. So when he doesn't have the basketball, he's moving all the time, and they're able to create their own point. And Albie's got to have that third score.
Yeah.
Every night, you're going to find that third person's got to step up, and that's going to be the challenge. And that group's going to be the third guy tonight for Albion.
And Baker's only a sophomore. If I tell you what, 45% less from three-point range, that's almost unheard of in high school basketball.
He pays the price. You know, in life, you pay the price of preparation or the pain of regret, and he's paying the price.
It should be. Last time these two teams played, it's a 59-57 Sheridan victory. Just a dogfight as Coach Cooley described it earlier. He expects another dog fight tonight. A lot of energy in the house. And Sheridan 10-3 on the season. They came off a victory over Eddyville Monday night, 57-48.
A good Eddyville Rocket basketball team.
Yeah, they actually swept Eddyville this year, so that's a real solid victory by the Chargers. Albie comes in at 7-5 overall, 2-2 in the conference. Didn't catch when their last game was. Did you catch their last game?
Yeah, they played on Tuesday night and got the win. And this is a basketball team that was really challenged over the weekend. They played two of the top-rated teams in the state of Iowa, Centerville on last Friday night. Third round, they played Nottoway Valley on Saturday. And they were coming off a a four-game winning streak and with some real momentum going into the weekend. And so, you know, they get challenged. Now you got to get your, in life, you shouldn't be measured by the number of times you fall down, it's by the number of times you get back up.
Yeah. Well, Centerville, you mentioned they're leading the conference right now. They're 10-1 overall, I believe. And, boy, they're just a well-rounded team. They're a powerhouse. They, you know, they're not real deep. They only play 6 or 7 guys deep, but they happen to have one good player at each position, you know. So they just got a real well-rounded team. They can beat you inside, outside, mid-range. It doesn't matter. And so Centerville, definitely the cream of the crop this year. But these two teams right here, I'm looking forward to a tussle here. We're just getting ready for tip-off. Jared in their home whites, red trim. Albia in the blue uniforms with the red trim, red shoes. Those are some nice shoes.
Yeah, I like those shoes. Roseau had some similar to it, too. Actually, you know, when I played, I had some red shoes like that.
Oh, yeah. Jordans, the old red Jordans.
I had a pair of Jordans in 6th grade. I wish I would have kept them. They're like collector's items.
Exactly. Home and retire.
Crazy what people will buy for a pair of used shoes, or what they'll spend for a pair of used shoes. So, getting set for tip-off here. Absolutely packed house tonight. Jason Summers, Jake Schroeder, we're getting ready to go.
Buddy Mark Bellman, son, what are you going to get for? He's a great kid. Heck of a tennis player, too.
Yeah, he's a real nice kid. And if you know our co-sport, Mark, that's not a surprise. A kid in almost control, and they go to Albia.
Albia with fastball, big four with it. Right side it goes Cox. Cox being guarded tightly. Here's a dribble drive, baseline, nearly taken away, and Deuce comes up with it. Near field by the Chargers. Win. Now it looks like they're struggling a little bit to get their feet. That's that you oftentimes get that right out of the gates. And if I'm the Albie coach, I'm thinking, can we survive the first 2 minutes of this basketball game with all the excitement? And not only in the crowd, but in your kids.
So I talked to Coach Gulias about it. How do you decrease the adrenaline rush a little bit? It's now Sheridan turns it over on an attempted backdoor cut by length. So both teams with turnovers on their first possession, Jason. Like you said, the excitement, the crowd, they just need to slow the game down, let it come to them, and get in the groove here.
Win with it. Inner win. Dribbles in. Jumps out. Off the loose. Loose down low. Tries to get it out to Callog. Callog. A little floater. Nothing. No good. Rebound cleared away by the Chargers.
Cunningham with it now for the Chargers. Great rebound by Hawkinson. As I said, the freshman averaging 8.5 rebounds a game, and we're going to get a whistle away from the ball here. It looks like it's going to be caught number 31, Austin Luce, first foul of the game. And he's going to get caught, I believe, maybe just pushing Hawkinson up the block.
Hawkinson, 6'4". The kid is built. And he's
only
a mismatch.
Only a freshman, but he's built like a man, really, really aggressive. So Sheridan inbound the basketball. Cunningham looking for someone. He's going to get it out top to Lang now to set up the offense. Playing at the top of the circle. Over to Cunningham, left wing. Cunningham looking low. He gets it to Hawkinson low. He gets triple-teamed out to Felderman. Now over right side, 3-point attempt, Lang. And it's too long. Little adrenaline there by Lang.
A nice looking shot. Abdul will come back the other way. Baker with it. Gets the pick. Rolls around. Shot just inside the 3-point line. Good. Nice pick and roll there.
Well, that's tell you what, he didn't have a lot of room to shoot that either. Wasn't bad defense. He just got such a quick release. He's hard to guard as that was just inside the 3-point line. So 2-0 lead for Albia. Sheridan with the basketball. That's right. Thought about driving. Now he does. Stops, jump stops right in the lane. Dishes off the lane. He drives in, scoops it up and in. It's good.
This has been too many Langs over the years to come through here, and why not another?
This is the last one, I think. We've seen it for 4 years here.
There's a floater in the lane. Baker with the answer. Count it. The shot goes down. Matt Baker in the lane, gets the basket, picks up the foul. He's going to the line. He'll see if he can get three old school style.
Yeah, definitely. That was a nice drive. Baker's one of those guys. He's only listed as 5'8 on my roster, but he plays so much bigger than he is.
Well, I was at the doctor's. I measured 5'7½, and Matt's shorter than I am.
But my roster's wrong, is what you're saying. They're being kind to him.
We've got a ruler stretcher at the highest level.
Baker misses the free throw. Now Sheridan in their half-court set. Alex Wright. Thought about three. Now he does take it off the right side of the rim. Rebound to Kellogg.
Baker will push it ahead. Albia coming back the other way after the Charger miss. Here's a floater. But by Tanner Kellogg up and good off the glass. Good transition there by Albia.
A nice touch off the glass by Kellogg. Now the other way we go. There's not a lot of time in between possessions.
No.
Sheridan likes to push the basketball. They're down 6-2 right now. Willie Felderman with it. And he's going to get it out to Lang, almost threw it away. Lang corrals it now. He's going to set up the offense. Sheridan's struggling. They're getting a little bit of a rhythm here the first 3 minutes of this game offensively. Got to get a little more movement.
Both teams with happy feet right now.
Yep. Cunningham, a nice runner in the lane. He puts it up and in. 2 points, Cunningham, 6-4. Albia with the lead and the basketball.
That'll help slow your team down. You get a nice play like that.
That's when you need your seniors like Cunningham to settle the two freshmen in the starting lineup. Senior needs to kind of settle everybody down.
Kellogg, spin move. Turn around, no good. They partially blocked.
A great defense by Willie Feldman. Moved his feet well and stayed with him. Here's a nice little dish to right on the other end. Oh, crawls off the hole, off the hoop. Hawkinson with the offensive rebound now, out the wing. Thought about three, dribbles left. Now he sets it up to Cunningham, who does force up a three in and out. Cunningham from about 2 feet behind the line there missed the shot.
Nice pass ahead. Mason Cox tried to hit the Tanner Callog in transition, but couldn't control the hot pass. The Chargers will get the ball back. 6-4 Albion in front, 4:42 to go here in the first quarter.
That's a great look on the passer, nice bounce up. I think Felderman just got enough of it that it deflected off of him and then deflected off of Kellogg. So Cunningham gets a double screen out on the top. He can go right or left. He decides to go right. Now goes back left, kicks over to Lang. Left wing. Lang now drives. Tries to get in the lane. Nothing happening, so he goes out and now kicks down to Hawkinson on the block. Hawkinson, a little jump hook off the front of the iron, rebound, scramble for the rebound, I should say, and it's going to be a jump ball. I think it is possession arrow Sheridan as the Albia coach screams for his boys to box out. As Hawkinson's got a couple offensive rebounds now. Hawkinson does inbound it over to Cunningham in the corner. They try to get back to Hawkinson. Looks like Albia's got that play shouted out. And Lang now with the basketball. Just not a lot of room for Sheridan to move right now. Albia really plugging up the lane. Here's Felderman, right wing. Drives into the top of the lane. Dishes off to Lang. Lane and Lang. That's enough lane. Alex Wright backs his man down over to Cunningham now outside. He drives into the lane, throws up the runner, off balance, no good. Willie Felderman with the rebound. He's going to get caught for a push in the back. I didn't see that.
No, I did not, but...
And Willie is a surprise, too. I think it's one of those ones that you assume he pushed because the Albion player kind of ran, just took a bad angle.
Momentum took him out of the instead of Felderman.
Yeah, so Willie kind of picks up a ticky-tacky one there. First foul on him, second on the Chargers. Albion with the basketball.
Zach Huguen will check in for his first minutes on the court. Zach rejoined the team after the Christmas break, getting his first action last week. I know... His teammates are happy to have him back, and coaches, here's a double dribble. I saw it being set up. Matt took the pass, dribbled it, picked it up, and one of those things where you're not sure if you really dribbled it or not, you know?
Yeah. You get a kick out of the shared student section. They came in full force, dressed in mostly white tonight.
Came on, headgear.
Charged with the basketball. Oh, behind the head pass by Cunningham to Hawkinson. Oh, boy, that was a beauty. Hawkinson gets hammered, doesn't finish the layup, but he'll go for two. Wow, what a pass by Cunningham there.
That is as free as you're going to get.
Cunningham, Jason, I mentioned it in our pregame, but he's averaging 6.3 assists a game. He's number three in all of 3A, so he's just been an assist machine this year. And Hawkinson makes the first. He's number one in the conference, I believe. I believe he's beating the next closest man by about 20, over 20 assists. So he's done a phenomenal job at the point guard position for the Chargers this year. As you know, it's kind of like quarterback in football. That point guard really dictates how the offense flows.
If you're a teammate, you're always got to be thinking. We got a guy like that on the court. You're willing to work a little harder because you know they're going to try to find a way to get the ball to you. And that just breeds more success. It's contagious.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hawkinson tied it up with the second free throw there.
Albia with the basketball win. Dribbles in. Kicks it out. Ryan Sarver. Here comes Baker. Floater off, up off the glass. No good. Rebound thrown out by the Chargers. Here we go. Hawkinson, check that. That was a steal by the Albia Blue Demons. Here's a pass to the corner. Three ball on the way up and off the iron. No good. Rebound thrown out. What a done for Albia.
Sheridan doing a great job on the defensive board so far. Hawkinson and Felderman just cleaning up. And Sheridan with the basketball now. Bankson gets it, drives in the lane, dishes off to Hawkinson. He bangs, puts it up, no good. Tried to draw some contact there, maybe forced it a little too much. Should have just gone up with it, but back the other way we go.
Albia with the basketball, tied at 6 here, 2.5 to go. Here's a steal. Cunningham in transition, right to the rack, lays it up, off the iron, no good. He went right straight up to the rim, elevated. What an athletic move. Cunningham on the steal. Couldn't get the basket to go, but he's got some free throws to come.
He's got two shots here. Cunningham, 61% on the line on the year from the line there. Sheridan's got a lot of guys right around that 60 to 65% mark on the line this year. I know a coach would like to see that. He always likes to see those free throws bump up a little more percentage-wise if he hits the first one. 3 team fouls on Alfie. I didn't catch who that foul was on, Jason.
I think it was a ticket player. He had two guys on him as he went to the basket.
Sheridan scoreboard, the player foul lights are inoperable, I guess, tonight. But Cunningham puts up second. He hits it. So Sheridan takes their first lead of the game, 8-6. 2:22 left first quarter.
Baker with the basketball. Alfie with this first episode of the night. Eugen, crossover, nothing there. Good defense by the Chargers. Baker trying to break down Cunningham. Splits the defender, puts it up, and gets it.
How'd he get that to go? Boy, somehow he found about a space the size of a needle and got it in there. And here's Cunningham with a left-handed scoop. He might have got bumped. No call. He gets his own rebound, puts it up. No good. Hawkinson, always relentless on the floor.
That was not to be denied. I love the the play of Cunningham and the toughness on the inside by Hawkinson.
C.J. Hawkinson is just, you know, he's absolutely relentless on the floor, Jason.
You got to love that style play. Here's a 3-point shot up, no good. Starver tried the three, missed everything.
Sheridan with the lead now, 10-8, 1.6 left. Sheridan with basketball. Bankston in the game now. Over to Lang. Lang, he finds a hole, drives, gets bumped, no call, puts up a runner off the front of the rim, rebound Albia. They're letting him bump a little bit out there.
Ryan Starbuck to the glass, good.
Well, that was a quick transition there. We already had time to look at the scoreboard and look down. He's already shooting.
Well, there's some athletes on this court right now. Here's a shot in the lane, up and good for a nice move there by Lang.
And Lang's got, especially for a freshman, he's got a real refined mid-range game. About 10 to 15 foot. If he gets an open look, you can about bank on it, kind of going in.
Quick elevation and able to stop on the dime. Luke Sarver gets it off to Eugen. Eugen in the lane, puts a shot. Score! Acrobatic shot by Zach Eugen. Gets it to fall. We're tied at 12, and Zach's got plans to break that tie with a free throw to come.
Well, that's another one. I don't know. I got that going. He's driving left and somehow threw it right with, you know, not using his left hand, and it spun in there, and he gets a chance for a 3-point play.
We've seen more wild shots, athletic shots tonight than I think I've seen all season.
There, in a 2 seconds, giving him a good cream on the free throw here, and he misses it.
Why wouldn't
tie ball game? Cunningham with it now for the Chargers. Let's see if they can get a good look. Bankston over. Left side, up to the right. Back to Lang. He's on the left wing. He takes up the center. He's going to hand off to Cartwright. Cartwright thought about three. Picks up his dribble now, looking for somebody. Finds Lang. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Time ball game. See if Sheridan works down to one shot here. As Lang gets the ball on the block, he gets fouled. Well, that was a good catch by Lang as Cartwright, he kind of lobbed it up there a little too high and a little too long, and Lang did a great job going up to get Matt, corralling it, and then holding his position to get fouled. So he's going to go to the line. Actually, they're going to call it a two-shot foul. I wasn't sure if they were going to get that on the floor or on the shot.
Lang is exceptional body control. He's a lot taller than he's a lot bigger than the boy.
Yeah, he's flipped in the first free throw. He's, you know, he's just a great kid, too. He's only a freshman, and he's very humble, but he is a really hard-working kid. He works on his game. He takes it very seriously and just does whatever he has to do to succeed.
I saw his dad down at the sports table. Had to give him a hard time. Well, he has all these great athletic kids. Good kids, too. No doubt about that with the parents they have. Here's Baker. Left side, three on the way. No good. Rebound by Eugen at the buzzer. Can't get the ball. And we're going to conclude our first quarter just exactly as you'd hope for. Back and forth, both clubs going at it, and we've only got a 2-point deficit as we go to the second quarter. Let's take a timeout. Albia trails Sheridan 14-12. You're listening to this War on 34 of the South Central Conference matchup. Albia, Sheridan, when we come back.
Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197. and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, the students give us some good quarter break entertainment. I love it. You know, the students have really been able to come in and help enhance these environments. And Albie, the student body travels and yeah. follows their team, and they do different routines during the break. And that was a great one by the Chargers.
It's such a great rivalry, and Albie with the basketball here to start the second quarter. Kellogg, he's getting it. They got one referee calling a jump ball and one referee calling a foul here, Jason, as we're talking. This is such a great rivalry, and it's even better when both these teams are competitive, and both have good ball teams. So they're going to give the foul. They're going to give the foul call, not the jump ball call. So maybe that must be a referee with a veteran. He must have the years on the other guy, I guess.
Yeah, he sure came in and overruled it.
The Kellogg's going to go to the line for two for Albia.
First shot, spins around and heads out.
You know, this is something, in high school basketball, you're not used to having the student section so vocal and right in your ear like this and on top of you. It's just not something you experience every game. So you got to imagine it's, maybe in their head a little bit at the line.
I used to love coming over here and playing. It's tough to play in before. You just love the atmosphere. It's always good.
Kellogg misses both of them. So Sheridan maintains the 14-12 lead. Cunningham now with it in the half court set for Sheridan. Lang looking for Oxton down low, and he does find him. That's a great place to find him. Little baby hook. No good. And he gets his own rebound.
Oh,
no. It's no good.
He throws another shot. Three shot at fifth by the outstanding freshman in the inside, T.J. Hawkinson, and he couldn't get the ball, but he does go to the line to get some free throws. You okay, buddy?
I'm gonna say right now, you go down and
retire
the hind leg.
Oh, no. Let me stay in down.
No loud mouth from you, buddy.
Forget it.
I tell you, my voice is struggling tonight, but I told you earlier, Hawkinson's relentless. He puts up a shot, he's going to go get it himself if you don't box him out, And that time he did the same thing. He keeps missing it, putting it back in as he puts the second one in. 4-for-4 and free throws, too, it's a big for him because he's going to get to the line a lot if he keeps getting the ball down there.
Well, boxing him out isn't very easy.
Albie has really got to front that pass or something. If you let it get it down, you let him get on the block, that's trouble. If you're shedding and steals it, Cunningham now racing the other way. Nice little crossover into the lane. No good. And there's that man, Hawkinson. And they're going to call for a travel. Well, that's a tough call.
Well, that was just great athleticism, one, for him to go up and get that. His body was taking him one direction when he came down. All the momentum of him and the people surrounding him caused the turnover, but he is relentless.
16-12 Sheridan with the lead.
Mason Cox with it. Guarded by Wright. And Bill Cook out front. Nearly traveled. Tanner went with the basketball now. Here's Kellogg. Open three. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Hey, you just can't give him that easy a look. Defender kind of stood there and looked at him. As here's a shot the other side, but Sheridan, no good by Lang. Race the other way we go.
Here's another drive by Kellogg. Off the feet from Baker. The assist is good. Albie regains the lead, 17-16. Here comes the Chargers.
That's going to be a barn burner tonight, Jason. Back and forth we go. Sheridan with it now. Sheridan's got to get back on that transition defense. Kellogg, he's going to shoot it from a foot or two behind the line. If you give him space, you just can't get him space. I think Cunningham now. Screen from, he gets it stolen.
Nice step by Tanner Wynn. He'll take it right to the rack. Goes to the corner. Open is Baker. Baker on the way. Three, no good. Loose ball. Hipped and out of bounds. Last touch. I believe by Sheridan.
So Wynn, I thought, had a layup there, and he kicked it out to Baker for three. I don't think he realized how open he was.
Tanner is a really good basketball player and a good shooter. He's just one of the things I think he can really improve on is taking more shots.
It's too unselfish.
Yeah. There's a shot by Kellogg. He's good. He's on fire.
Kellogg just got a beautiful shot. There's perfect rotation on it, too.
Seven straight points for Kellogg.
Here's Lang. Jason Lang with 30-point attempt. No good. So back the other way we go.
Baker with it now.
Albion trying to expand his lead. Here's a shot in the lane. Up, no good. Rebound taken away. Cleared out by none other than Hawkinson.
Yeah, I like to see this. Sheridan's going to get just a 30-second timeout, it looks like. Let's keep it here. I was going to say, I like this lineup here with Sheridan. They have Carl Williams just came into the game. He's their other center, and they got him and Hawkinson in at the same time, kind of the Twin Towers deal going on there. I think they're looking to try to close Albia down low a little bit.
Yeah, that certainly is some big-time mismatches on the inside. But Carl Williams and his dad's on the bench. They were over at Albia the first week in our youth basketball program. Let's talk to them. Really super nice.
Yeah, Carl's a great guy, and he's probably the most improved player on the team this year too. He's just really had a solid season. He's a senior, you know, just really worked hard on his game. And Sheridan's going to have the ball in his basket here. They're down 19-16. Albia's gone on a real quick spurt here. It looks like it was a 6-0 run, I believe. If I'm calculating right.
Seven straight points by
7-0 run then.
Tanner Calla.
You're a numbers guy, aren't you? I got you. I'm glad I got you around here.
As long as you keep them to single digits.
As you can count on the fingers, right?
That's right.
So Sheridan with the basketball nice kick. Back door to Bankston from Cunningham. Chalk up another assist for Cunningham. That's why he's leading the conference right there.
Not just getting assists, he's putting a little flair to it.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. To my right now for Sheridan. As Albia turns the ball over, out by Wright gets pushed, and they're going to call it on the floor. So good job there by Alex Wright, really forcing the action and creating Albia. They really had to foul or let him go, one of the two there. But that's going to be the 15th foul now on Albia. How deep does Albia usually go, Jake?
He's got some depth. That is to our advantage. Now, you know, the depth on the inside is minimal, but we can keep throwing athletes out there.
That's good.
Maybe 9, 10 deep.
Yeah, Sheridan only goes about 7 deep, so foul situation they have to watch definitely. It's Alex Wright gets the three-pointer in the corner and nails it. Sheridan packing the lead, 21-19.
Woo! I'll tell you what, that all started because Alex Wright on the defensive side got the turnover, and that changes your offensive game.
Uh-huh. And now we're going to get a foul on the floor on Sheridan. As, I didn't catch who drove there, Jason. Tanner Wynn, I believe.
Tanner Wynn drove it in.
Yeah, they're going to call Alex Wright for that. That's definitely the first. I thought it might be the second, but might be wrong there.
Tanner Kellogg inbound. Now being out trailed by two. Baker. Big lift goes up top. Tanner Kellogg. He'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound backside. Hugan. Hugan tried to go back out front, and the ball was tipped away. It's loose. Tanner Wynn comes up with it. Wynn. Is it at the Zach Hugan? Crossover dribble. Split the defenders. Put the shot up. Boy, that was a quick move by Hugan.
That's, Sheridan's got the advantage on the block, but Albia's got a couple of real quick eyes out there. Unfortunately, you got to get up on, Baker per se. You can't let him shoot three-pointers, but he's real quick to the basket, too. So I like to see Alex Wright on him because Alex might be our quickest defender. He's real good at getting deflection.
We just saw that a moment ago. Hugan shot up, no good.
I've been struggling from the line so far, Jason.
Well, on the season, that's been one of those things that will bite you over a long season as a whole. I don't think that's been our strong suit.
Yeah. Amazing how tough free throws have become over the years, isn't it?
It can't hit the second one. So
21-20 ball game, 4:28 left in the first half. Sheridan with the lead and the basketball. Cunningham over to Lang. Lang with it. Now got a pick from Williams. Oh, Lang just got a stuck pocket pick by Albia.
Zach Hugan reached in there. Lang put the ball in front of him. Kind of lost it momentarily, and Hugan took advantage of it. Baker trying to go baseline. Puts the shot up. Floater, no good. Rebound backside. Owned by the Chargers.
Done a good job keeping Baker out of getting a rhythm so far. The Chargers have. They've really forced him to take tough shots. Cunningham with the basketball. 4 minutes left. Bankston trips. Boy, they're going to call for a travel. I thought he got it away before he... Before he traveled, but they're going to get him for one anyway. So turnover Sheridan. Sheridan's turned the ball over now. Last two possessions. They got to take better care of the basketball.
Zach Hugan will inbound. Albia with the 1-point deficit. 3:54 to go here. First half.
See Coach Cooley telling us, guys, just relax. You know, that's what we were talking about earlier. Just relax. Let the game come to you.
Wynn down the middle of the lane. Puts the shot up. Leaves it short. Rebound loose. Still loose. And Wynn's going to come with a foul as he tried to swat it out. Swatted the Chargers.
Get the idea. I get the feeling the free throws are going to be important in this game. It says Sheridan's going to the 1-1 already. Still 3:42 left in the half. Hawkinson's 4-for-4. I don't want to jinx him here, but you know, this could be a big difference in the game, as Albie has struggled with their free throws so far tonight. I believe right around that maybe 2-for-6 area. And Hawkinson puts the first one up, no good. Rebound Albie.
Luke Starver will clear it out to Baker. He'll bring it right down in front of the student section on that far side of the court. So to Hugan. The win. Back to Baker. Right in front of the student section. Goes inside. Kellogg spins on the block. Nothing there. Well defended. Back to Baker. Matt dribbles in. Left-handed shot put up. Partially blocked by Lang. Yeah. Off the charges once again.
Great help defense by Lang as Baker had his man beat. Lang came out of nowhere to block that. Just great team defense.
Oh, he's so long.
Yeah, he's got real good hops, too, Lang does. And if he grows another inch or two, look out the next year.
Just a freshman.
So, Sheridan with the basketball. They get down the block to Hawkinson. He powers his way in. Oh, boy, off the front of the rim. They're letting him play down there when he gets the basketball. He got a lot of body there.
Albie with the ball. Hugan open for three. Shot in the way. Rotation good, but the shot falls off. And here is a takedown move. Luke nearly got the takedown. He got tangled up with Lang.
He's getting an earful from the student section over there, too, isn't he? So Lang can go to the line now. Here we go again. You know, Sheridan got to hit these one and ones. Otherwise, you're just wasting the opportunities here. Been a good basketball game, Jason, just like we expected. Yeah. Back and forth, back and forth. Two or three lead changes.
Both teams have had their moments.
Lang here setting up for the one and one. He's been a little quiet tonight. I think he's got 4 points. Not gotten a lot of shots off so far.
He's done so many things for this team. He is quite the basketball player.
Puts it up, and it's rebounded by Albie. So they miss another front end of one and one. Albie is definitely fortunate.
Here's the steal. Lang with the steal. He'll go the other way. Puts the shot up, and good.
Good body control there by Lang.
Albie ahead. Cover. Puts the shot up. Leads off the front of the iron. No good. Ball is loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. I think last touch by Lang.
Oh, I know. It's just back and forth, and probably not a real great shot there that time. Just a little, didn't have a speed quite set, but I'll be fortunate to get the basketball back.
You go right to the rack. Uncontested right to the hole. Good.
But is every guy on Albia, they all got that quick first step or what? Man, every one of them can beat their man off the dribble. Sheridan with the basketball up one, 23-22. 2 minutes left in the first half. Right with it, right wing. Gets a screen from Hawkinson. He's going to go baseline right this. It's a lot of body. No call. Now he's scrambled. Boy, Alex Wright got body checked there on the drive, and the referees did not call anything, and now we're going to get a jump ball, and this is going to be Sheridan's basketball.
I love the effort, though. The teams are good. Their kids are going
after it.
They're giving great effort. Now, you don't want that effort to turn into, you take effort sometimes. You think it's aggression at you rather than the opponent just trying.
A good sportsmanship there by Hawkinson, and didn't catch the other player helping each other out. And Cunningham throws away on the inbound fast boy.
Baker in transition. Ahead. Hugan up off the glass. Good. Albie with a 4-point run here.
Cunningham senior, he knows better than that to throw that ball away up top where it can just be an easy fast break layup for Albie. Just got to make a better pass on the inbounds. Right with the basketball now over to Lang. Corner two. All right, gets a screen from Williams. He's got about three now. He gets into the lane. Oh, nice drive. And one. He gets fouled a chance for a good old-fashioned three-point play here. Well, that was a pretty move.
I am so impressed with his unselfish basketball. And that time, he showed off his athleticism.
But he put Sheridan back in the lead, Jason. This is a teeter-totter tonight. We're back and forth. So it's going to be a whale of a ball game until the final second, I believe. Cunningham with the free throw, and it's up. No good. There's that man Hawkinson fighting for the offensive rebound. It's going to go off of him. But Sheridan now struggling from the line, too, Jason. They've had an opportunity to break open a four or five-point lead by just knocking down their free throws.
Both teams have missed opportunities at the line. Ryan Starber goes in, and he'll travel to the basket. I think the floor,
it is flipping right now. Yeah, it's not the greatest floor, to be honest with you, Jason. It gets a little slick and dusty at times, and honestly, they probably need to rip it up and put a new one in, but that's about $80,000 right there, so it's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Gorgeous looking floor.
Yeah. Just it's had a few refinish jobs on it in its life. Here's Hawkinson, gets it down low. He goes up hard, gets partially blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds off Albia. 55 seconds left in the first half. Sheridan up 25-24. Let's see if they can get a good inbound play here. Lang's going to inbound it. Look for him to inbound it and look for them to maybe get it back to him on the corner here as they screen, and they do try to run it, and they do not have anything there. So Cartwright, he's going to fire up a three, no good. Kyle Williams fights for the rebound, and it's off to Albia, off to the races we go. Baker with a spin move in the lane. He threw it up, and Dugan tries to save it in. Luce tries to save it in, but Lang going the other way. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. Man, I tell you what. There are just bodies hitting the floor everywhere here, Jason. It's hard for me to even describe to the audience.
I think that's happening. DJ's on the court because everybody's spinning records.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Looks like Alex Wright might have got picked up with that. We'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, sides of the court, both teams come down, and they're putting up some amazing athletic shots.
Tell you what, you know what's crazy? That Albia's going to go to the line here for the 1-1. It's a 17 foul. Sheridan, I didn't catch who it was on. But what's crazy is it seems like the referees are letting a lot of body contact slide. But you look up, and there's 16 fouls called, you know, so it's like, It seems like there's a lot more physical than is being called even.
Another missed free throw.
Okay. Sheridan, 30 seconds left. I imagine they'll maybe hold for the last shot here, Jason. We'll see. Coach Schooley normally does in this situation.
No reason to give Albia another opportunity.
But Albia really feasting off of Sheridan's turnovers. They're hitting that fast break quick. A little out of control at times. A little anxious maybe on the offensive end on the fast break. It's 10 seconds left now. Sheridan's got to go. Cunningham with it. He fakes. The pass gets over to Lang. 5 seconds left. Lang gets double team. Knight forces up a three. No good. And that's going to be the buzzer. Wow.
That's a minute.
Yeah, the four-court shot almost goes in. What a first half of basketball, Jason. 25-24, Sheridan.
It's exactly what you'd hope for. It's kind of what you expected. You never know what you're going to get when you to come into an environment like this. Will the traveling team be able to handle the excitement? But you also have a team, and I'll be looking for redemption. If you're Sheridan, can you handle the big crowd as well? But also what you know is going to be the motivation of Albia. And in the early moments, both teams struggle to get their feet, but it's been back and forth. And really, it's like two prize fighters out there going at it back and forth.
Got a bunch of thoroughbreds running around out there, and I'm kind of getting worn out just watching them. So let's take a break, Jason, and we'll get back to the action in just a few moments. Sheridan at 25-24, you're listening to Charger and Blue Demon basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
If you love to cook, you love fresh ingredients, and that's what you'll find at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, Sure Fresh assorted shredded cheeses in 8-ounce packages are $1.99. Dakota brand ring bologna, 12 ounces, $1.99. Ortega taco seasoning mix, 1.25 ounces is 69 cents, and taco shells by Ortega are $1.49. You're saving if you're shopping at Jim and Charlie's.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
A good idea is getting rid of your old living room furniture and the TV that doesn't work. A bad idea is dumping your old living room furniture and the TV that doesn't work in your neighbor's ditch and getting caught. It turns out they can see around the corner after all. Illegal dumping just doesn't make sense. The cost of proper disposal is always cheaper than getting caught. So do the right thing. Keep it clean and bring it to us. This message brought to you by your local solid waste agency.
Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Homes.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, maybe you're driving the kids to school, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon and Charger basketball on the air. Halftime here. We got a tight one in our boy game, 25-24. We had a really nice contest in our opener, and the Chargers get the win. I've got the head coach of the Chargers with me, Coach Sandy. Hey, Coach. I thought tonight your girls played exceptional defense. allowing Albion no points for an entire quarter. That really put you guys out into a place where you could get some extra points out of Curran, and then from that point you took it on.
Yeah, I think in the second quarter we stretched out our defense a little bit, and it took them a little bit to adjust to it, and we made a little run, got about that 7-8 point lead, and then we was able to stretch it on out there just a little bit. But, you know, I thought both teams played extremely hard. I know Larry's been fighting a little bit the same thing I have, been playing great defense, but just getting the ball to go in the hole. And you know, it wasn't by lack of effort by Alvia the reason that we won the ball game. We just played exceptionally well.
A great job under you guys defensively all night long. It really caused Alvia lots of fits. But then you got some of the real offense going in that second half. I thought Curran, as a freshman, as good as you could ever expect out of a freshman.
Yeah,
show some real confidence.
You know, we haven't moved her into the starting lineup yet, but she's, you know, she's been playing a couple quarters of JV, but tonight we just played her varsity, and she's really tough. She's really tough. There's just no doubt about it. As soon as she learns to rein in her turnovers a little bit, she's going to be an exceptional basketball player for us.
Well, her toughness is the thing that really stood out to me. You see a lot of freshmen, maybe they have the athleticism, you know, they may have some skill sets, but to have the confidence and then to do that with aggression, control for the most part.
And I think a lot of it is, you know, not only she's not only tough on the court, she's tough between years too. Because, you know, she can take a little criticism and a little butt-chewing and just makes her work that much harder.
I thought you had a huge timeout there in the fourth quarter. You called timeout. You guys had the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You had the possession. And you called timeout, and I said, that's a brilliant timeout. You got the composure of the girls. You knew you had some time you could kill in there and then rush things.
And, you know, we haven't been in that situation enough to get to do that this year. It seems like we've always been crawling back from behind. So I thought the girls handled it real well down the stretch. You know, we knocked, I think we were 6-10 from the line. We had one turnover in the fourth quarter, 4 steals and 4 assists. So you can't, and it was 4 from 8 in the field in the fourth quarter. So that's doing about all you can do.
Miranda Davis was a big part of that run in the early first half that gave you the lead. And I thought she had some really good moments, along with Showers.
Yeah, Showers has been playing extremely well, and then Miranda's been our key. She's been our leader all year on the floor. You know, senior, you know, all-conference, honorable mention last year, 3-year starter, she should be, and she's really stepped up the challenge.
Well, Coach, this is a tough old league that you guys find yourself in, and environments like this, I don't think it's any better than this.
How can you beat it here? You know, a good old, I mean, this boy game is just a great game. Everybody's cheering both sides, packed house. That's why I love boy-girl doubleheaders.
I love the change in the format. It's the best decision ever made.
It is. I just wish the whole conference would go to it.
Amen. Coach, always appreciate it. Great job. Hard-nosed basketball. Your girls is what I expected tonight, and you guys get a great win.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, Lisa Andy, I'll tell you what, the style of basketball they play, they're going to come out and they're going to play tough defense and get up and down the court, and they get the win tonight, 39-29. Sherrington gets the first one. We're going to take a timeout, come back, get to the second half. You're listening to Blue Demon and Charger Basketball.
Hi, this is Becky with Sherrington Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sherrington Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Live internet streaming, available at KIICradio.com.
Big Southern, or Jason Summers, back in. Boy, we're getting ready for an exciting second half of basketball. Albion with basketball inbounded, and they find themselves down one the shade, and it's going to be a barn burner here. Take it away, Jason.
And there's a nice entry pass inside. The Kellogg double-teamed on the block. Couldn't get it to fall. Good defense there by the Chargers.
Sheridan back the other way. House right, trying a little baby hook in the lane. No good. Sheridan maybe forcing a few shots. I think they need to work basketball, try to get a few better looks this half. Albion playing great defense, though, I think.
Gold Club playing inspired basketball. Here's a jump shot. just beyond the free throw line, up and good by Baker. Albie takes the lead once again, 27-25.
Well, back to the way we go, too. You got to talk fast tonight,
buddy.
Oh, Alex Wright, he gets it right back in transition, up for the layup for Sheridan. And I tell you what, it's just a racetrack out there tonight, just back and forth.
This is going to be a fun one. Buckle up, folks. We're in for a ride tonight. Albie with the basketball. 27-26, Sheridan with a one-point lead. Here's a floater in the lane, Tanner Kellogg. He's having a big night. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's rossing Sheridan Wimes is for Baker and Kellogg to get going. As Baker had a little struggle in the first half, maybe forced a few shots. And last thing they want is for him to get going. And now Alex Wright with the ball. Kidding. He's going to take a three-pointer top of the circle. No good.
Nice look, though.
A good rebound by Kellogg.
Baker will bring it up down the right side for Albion with a one-point lead. Matt, crossover between the legs. Left side it goes. Tanner Quinn, open for three. On the way, off the iron, no good. Rebound by Luce to kick it out. You're going to put it up. No good. Ball's loose. Good hustle and safe back in. But Baker comes up with it.
Oh. How did he see? He shot that from his hip and flipped it over Lang. That's a great shot. Wow. So Cunningham now with it. He's going to go back the other way. And they're going to get a two-shot foul there. I wasn't sure what they were going to call there, Jason. Yeah. I thought they might call a charge at first, but I think it was a reach-in before the charge.
Well, Tanner Wynn had set his feet and was perfectly still in the right setup to take a charge, but he was under the basket.
Yeah. I think Kitchell was on. I almost thought they got the reach-in before they got to him, maybe. But he made
more sense.
Yeah, either way, Cunningham with the two free throws. And he missed the first one. Free throws, a sore topic for both teams the first half, and really could be the difference in this game. Whatever team decides to hit the free throws could be the victor tonight. Cunningham with the second free throw, and it's in and out. So Sheridan finds himself down two now. Albie races the other way.
Baker picks it up, pushes it down court. Picked up by Cunningham, gets the pick, spins it a lane. Baker, little dipsy doodle, and couldn't get the ball. Gets his little rebound, shot up, no good, and cleared out by the Chargers.
Back to the way we go. Cunningham looking for somebody. He's going to find Lang. Boy, they're going to leave him open for three, and he thought about it. Now he's going to take a 15-footer, and it's good. Lang wasn't sure what to do with Phillip, but Jason, I actually like that because that elbow shot of his, that is almost automatic for him. The three-point line is about 30% for the year, but I'll take that elbow shot any day from Lang.
You can see his confidence when he got the ball there. Here's a nice pass as Zach Eugen drove the lane, dishes off to Kellogg. Transition basketball, Lang with it.
Well, Lang got up for that pass, didn't he?
He's
Cunningham. Cunningham's got to be careful not to try to push it when there's nothing there. He tried to throw it over four Blue Demons, and luckily Lang went skying for that basketball. Sheridan now in their half-court set. Got to get some movement here and get a good shot. Right with it from Cunningham. Oh, gets it down to Hawkinson. He fights for the ball, corrals it back to Wright for three. No good. Hawkinson, boy, he did battle, doesn't he? And there's Cunningham finds the ball, and it gets blocked by Kellogg, and Kellogg stares him down. Good-natured stare down there, and Cunningham smiles and does something to
the I like the fury, not flurry, a fury of action right there.
Good all that action. Sheridan gets the basketball under the hoop for the inbounds here. Wright gets the inbound, thought about a three-pointer. Now he tries to get a Hawkinson thrown away by Alvin right back to Sheridan. Sheridan pulled it back. Can they benefit from that errant pass? Wright beats his man, gets down, no good. Tried to lay up and just couldn't get it in.
Well, the officials are letting him play. Here's a shot by Baker. He's trying to take it to the rack. Cunningham steps in, gets the foul. Baker will go to the line. He's got two shots to come. But no, you're not seeing a lot of the reach-in hacking fouls. You're getting a lot to body, and they're really letting them bang against each other.
Yeah, it seems like they're, especially, when you're driving to the hole, they're letting a lot of body happen. Unless you get a hack, they're not going to give you much.
First one by Baker is good.
Baker puts it up and good. He's 79% from the line this year. He's exactly what you expect from a shooter like him.
Matt Baker will have a second to come. Baker takes his time, puts it on its way, off the iron, no good.
I jinxed him. Sorry, Jason.
Oh, both teams have just really struggled. Yeah. Just hit it on the head. If someone was hot from the free throw line, there'd be a team with the lead.
Sheridan with the basketball, Lang top of the circle. Looking for a screen from Feldman. Feldman gets it now. Spins around, looking for somebody up to Wright now. Wright, boy, he likes to fire from there. 3-point range, it didn't do it that time.
You know, he's looking for someone. Boy, Albie is just really taking Sheridan out of their offensive game tonight. And Wright tries to slip a pass to Felderman, and he gets knocked away by Kellogg and stolen.
Here comes Albie in transition. Swing. And he'll take an extra step and try to do a head fake. He's going to drive by the defender. Shuffle his feet. That'll be back to Sheridan.
Interested, you know, Sheridan's only down three, and they have the basketball here. But after this possession, it'll be interesting to see if Coach Schooley calls this maybe a 30-second timeout, tries to regroup the guys. They just can't find any seams on offense right now.
Rhythm has been tough.
And credit to Albia, though. They're really moving their feet. Sheridan now, basketball, gets it down to Hawkinson on the block. That's a good place to get it to him, and it creeps up and in. Boy, a lot of body there, too. Could have been an N1 there. You know, that's tough when you're a big man and you're getting hit like that a lot. You just expect to call once in a while, but he gets it up and in either way.
It has been a lot of banging going on the inside. And 33-32, Albie with the one-point lead, a blocking foul this time on Felderman as Baker tried to come around the top of the circle.
But Baker just so quick, it's hard to get your feet moving fast enough to get in front of him. And that's Felderman's third, actually. He had two in the first half. He didn't play much in the first half. So we'll see what Coach Schooley does with him with his three fouls. He's going to leave him in for now.
There's a pass to Tanner Wynn. Goes baseline. Tries to beat Lang. Not going to do that. Out to Baker. Matt Baker finds Hugan. Left side to Wynn. Head fake this time. Dribbles in. Picks it up. Throws it out to Hugan. On the right side, Hugan dribbles in. And we're going to have a foul on the ground. And really, that time, there was some contact. I've seen a lot more contact than that, but
yeah.
Bigson reached in that time.
A little out of control, you know, and
he
gave it to him, yeah. It's three team fouls on Sheridan already, 3:12 left in the quarter. I was going to say, Sheridan, if you notice here, Jason, they've mixed it up on defense to where when Baker's coming around that screen, Hawkinson is really flashing out and showing him and stopping him. And so that, as Baker takes a three, he misses the rebound, Sheridan here. I don't have time to talk to racing the other way here, but
a nice pass.
Yeah. Wright gets it. Now he gets it down the corner to Lang. He puts up a three. No good. Boy, Sheridan could use that one. Rebound Kellogg. I was going to say, that back door might be open when Hawkinson leaves his man the flash.
There's a kick out. Baker to Kellogg. Head fake. Dribbles in. Gets his defender to commit. Can't get the ball. And there's a reaching foul as Austin loose. Got blocked out by Hawkinson. And then when the trying to head up court, Skin picks up the foul.
Coach Schooley's got his twin towers in there again. Now, he must like that matchup tonight with Williams and Hawkinson in there at the same time. Sheridan's got to find a way to get Hawkinson's ball on the block here, I think, Jason.
Oh, for sure.
Just need to set him up, and he's got to seal off his man, and good thing happens when he gets it down there.
Well, that banging will wear on your opponent as well.
Yeah. Sheridan with the basketball down one. Lang, he just fakes an elbow shot. Now he dribbles it back out to the three-point line. Gets it to Wright. He does take the little elbow jumper way off. Rebound Baker.
Baker in transition. Puts the defenders. Goes right between and puts a wild shot up. Won't fall. Here comes the Chargers.
Cunningham with it now. He's going to back it out. Good decision by Cunningham. Right to Hawkinson at the free throw line. Hawkinson's going to drive in over to Lang from the corner. Good! Three-pointer, Derek Lang! And that gets the crowd up. 35-33, Sheridan now back in the lead.
I'll tell you, this is going to go back and forth, but you can just see Lang squaring that up. Beautiful shot, gets it to fall, and now a shot put up by Ryan Sarver. Won't fall for Albion. The Chargers have a chance to extend their lead.
Big possession here for the Chargers, like you said, have a chance to extend. They get down on the block. Now to Hawkinson, he's on the right block, puts it up, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it out, no good again, gets fouled, and he's upset with himself for not finishing that, but boy, just relentless on the board.
He's really wanting the basketball. You see him working down low, getting position. He's got the size advantage on the inside. He's doing a good job of trying to work to get open to get the ball on the block.
Yeah, he wants it bad down there, and that's what I'm saying. Good things happen when you get it down there. Even if he misses it, you know, you hope he gets fouled or gets the rebound and needs to put back. First free throw's up. No good. Boy. Offside of the game, 4-for-4 from the line. I believe misses last two or three. So let's hope he can get in the rhythm here, get the second one in. Three team fouls on each team. And Hawkinson puts the second one up, and it is good. So 36-33, Sheridan with the lead.
Here comes Albion. This is the largest lead of the ball game. 3 points. Here's Mason Cox. Dribble, kicked it out, stop. Ryan Sarver open for three, leaves it off the side of the iron, no good, rebound goes to Cunningham.
Sheridan really cleaned it up the defensive glass now too, Jason. Just no second chance points for Alvia, which is a key. Now Lang with a little baseline jumper, no good. Back the other way we go. Baker will push. Right side, Cox over three, scores up, puts it on its way, no good, rebound taken away, and we have a jump ball. It looks like, we got hit right in the nose.
Yeah, he got one right in the chops there. Boy, that was incredible. You saw that shot go up. There's probably at least six, seven guys all go up for the ball at once, and whose hands do you see above everybody else? It was Hopkinson's hands just skying for that ball, and jump ball is actually going to go to Sheridan. As Hawkinson's got kind of a red nose there, he took a good shot, I think. No blood, though. Didn't draw blood, no foul, right?
I was a little surprised.
They're letting them play. Hey, this is not a game for the week tonight.
36-33, Sheridan 3-point lead, 105 to go here in the third period.
Cunningham whipped it for the Chargers over the Lang. They're looking for Hawkinson. Oh, nice job getting it, feeding it down low, up and in. Well, that's a nice feed by Lang over the top to him, and he gets it down on that right block where he likes it and scores.
Well, once they decide they're going to try to go inside to Hawkinson, you can see that they've been able to turn those into points. They've got six straight points.
It's an interesting matchup, Hawkinson on Kellogg, too. I would think Kellogg might be able to take him off the dribble if he tries.
There's a three on the way by Kellogg. Up and halfway down, won't fall. And the Chargers, with their largest lead, looking to expand it.
They're really telling them to slow down. This is a big possession for the Chargers. Up five, 23 seconds left. If they run the clock down and can get a good shot here, they go into the fourth quarter with a lot of momentum. Langwith at 14 on the clock. They're looking to call the play here. 10 seconds on the clock. Now they need to go. Cunningham out there. Williams gives him a screen. Cunningham, he's into the lane. Scoop shot.
Oh,
no good, and he gets hip checked. And he's on the floor, and he's going to get up. He took a knee from his own guy after he was on the floor, but looks like he got a hip check maybe.
Yeah, he got pushed through, going to the basket.
So Cunningham gets to go to the line for two. Well, it just seemed like Albia let the Red Sea kind of part there, the whole lane, and he went right through it.
Well, he just heads up recognizing that was there.
He's done a good job tonight, Bryce, as he's put the first one up and in. Done a good job recognizing when it's there and when it's not tonight. You know, he sees that open and he'll burst right through there.
If you don't become a top assist leader in the conference, not seeing the floor. He's great vision.
Yeah, puts the second one up and in. So he hits both free throws. Sheridan takes a 7-point lead. 4 seconds left now. Baker races the other way for Albia and fires up a 3-pointer and gets blocked by Banks. And so the Chargers go in. You know,
look at a 7-point lead,
yeah, crazy.
9 straight points for the Chargers, unanswered by Albia. We're going to see if Albia has an answer when we come back to the fourth. In final quarter, 40-33, Sheridan battling it out with Albia on the war on 34. When we come back, more. Don't go anywhere.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
What's the most important thing to look for when it's time to upgrade your baler? Fast starts, great-looking bales, and a dedicated dealer who specializes in hay. At Bowser Equipment Incorporated, we carry the Super M Series balers from Vermeer. This top-of-the-line baler handles everything from high-moisture alfalfa to dry straw. It has real-time bale weight and moisture sensors and three-position bale formation feedback for high-density, square-shouldered bales every time. Super balers and super pricing from the Vermeer Hay Specialist at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7000. 7838 today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Zach Hugan with the opening basket of the fourth quarter for Albia. That stops the 9-0 run by the Chargers, and Albia trails by 5 here, 40-35.
Now, you said a 9-0 run for the Chargers. A lot of momentum going into the fourth quarter, but they're only up 5, 40-35 with the basketball. Cross-court pass to Lang. He takes a three-pointer. Oh, no good. Looks like it was going to be right on line. Alex Wright, though, tracks down the long rebound to Felderman. Dishes to Lang. He puts up a little runner. Good.
Well, the flexibility of his athleticism and his offensive skills.
Yeah, definitely, Jason. And he kind of let that shot come to him. He didn't force it. Kind of waited for the opening, put up and in.
That's a freshman. Here's an open three for Luce. On the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Felderman.
Chargers done a really good job of taking Kellogg out of the second half. He only got maybe one, two shots in that third quarter and really no open looks at all. Now here's Lang, gets the pass from right, drives baseline, no good. He got bumped, no call. Rebound Kellogg.
Right now, Albie needs to make hay while the big man's over on the bench, Hawkinson.
Hey, you're absolutely right. He's waiting to check back in, trying to get a little break here.
Baker with it. Cross is over. Picked up by Lang. Here's an open three by Tanner Wynn. No good. Rebound. Luce comes up with it, and we're going to have a foul on the floor. I believe that's going to be on Cunningham.
Yeah, you're right, Jason. 14 fouls. So both teams sitting in pretty good shape. They both got 14 fouls.
A lot different scenario than we were in that first half.
Yeah, it's Hawkinson's going to come back in now for Bankston. So Hawkinson's been a beast on the boards and on the scoring end, too, when he gets on the block. He's back in the game for the Chargers.
That's where the run by the Chargers started, when they started going inside. Hawkinson was able to make Albie pay. Here's a three by Baker. Count it good.
Okay. I just wanted to say they've done a great job, you know, taking Baker's game away, too. And I'm not sure if they did give him three on that or two.
Looked like two went up, but
looks like maybe just on the line. We'll see here. Sharing it with the basketball, and get Baker hot here. He can turn the game around fast. So Hawkinson with it now. Pump fake. He gets double teamed. Gets it up to Cunningham. Cunningham's going to swing it over to right. Thought about a three. No. Back to Felderman. Left side.
Good patience.
Yeah, good patience. Hate to see him jack up a three. They can get that shot any time. Now they're going to reset things. 5:46 left. Fourth quarter. Sheridan up five with the basketball. Oh, almost too lazy a pass there. Gets temporarily poked away, but Sheridan recovers. Now Alex Wright with it over to Lang. And the Albia student section starts chanting boring, but hey, good solid basketball here by the Chargers. As Wright with it. Now back out to Cunningham. Back to Wright. He's going to fire up a three-pointer in the corner. No good. And now the other way we go.
Tanner Wynn with the rebound. He'll push it to the right side. Baker with it. Guarded by Cunningham. Man defense applied by the Chargers. Crossover, Baker. Nothing there. Out to Luce. Top of the circle we go. The other side to Wynn. Left side. Kellogg goes baseline. Throws it up. A blocking foul. Going to come, I believe, on Lang. Nearly a charge there.
Yeah, Lang just didn't quite slide over in time. They're actually going to call that on the floor. I thought they might get it, but I thought Kellogg might have got with travel there. Sure looked like he kind of spun his feet a little bit before he took off.
A little happy feet going there.
Good players get those calls, though.
5 points, Sheridan lead. Down to it, the basketball. Kellogg, the inbound. Finds Baker, top of the circle. Now, right in the lane between the two defenders, laid up high off the arching glass, and good.
Wow, just amazing how one of the smallest guys on the court finds a way to, he flips that ball up, you know, arches it way over the opponents and up and in. So Coach Schooley is going to get a 30-second timeout here for Sheridan. You want to keep it here, Jason?
Let's just keep it right here.
And so that's reset things. Sheridan up 42-39. Albia's come right out to play here in the fourth quarter. And
the minute that Hawkinson was on the bench, Albie got a little flow going offensively, and they haven't went back to him on the inside. That's where the 9-0 run started for Sheridan. I really think they need to go back inside to Hawkinson.
Kind of got the feeling in that last possession for Sheridan, they were so patient, and you almost felt like they felt like, okay, we need to do something now. And Wright kind of forced up that three-pointer. You know, I think that's a shot they can get any time. I think if they would have taken him just a little longer, they might have got something better. But
he had a nice workout. I can see he pulled the trigger, but a little patient, you're really starting to frustrate out.
Yeah.
You're having an easy look.
Of course, he knocks down the three-pointer. We're saying he's the greatest shot ever, right? So here's Sheridan with the basketball out of timeout. They set up right a wide open three-pointer, and it's no good. Boy, he's just a little short on him tonight. It's his Hawkinson going to get called for over the back on the rebound. Well, probably the right call, but not one they've really called tonight on either team.
I won't go as far as saying it's the right call, but it's the one that's the obvious call.
Yeah.
You know, Hawkinson is taller.
Yeah,
he went in an angle that most people would go over the back of a defender.
Definitely hasn't been called tonight, but they're going to get him there. So 16 fouls on Sheridan. Albion with the basketball now. Key possession.
Chance to tie for Albion. Baker with it. Trailing by three. comes to the top of the circle. Pulls up from the free throw line, halfway down, won't go. Rebound taken away. And Sheridan's got it once again.
Tough break for Baker there. That was halfway down. That's a big possession, too. Sheridan's still up three. 4:15 left, fourth quarter. We got a great game here, folks. Don't go anywhere. Hawkinson takes a little elbow base. Oh, boy, a little elbow jump shot. Tell you what, he's going to be hard to stop if he can go out there and hit that shot.
That will help expand his game on the inside. They're going to have to come out and stop that. 5-point Sheridan lead, 44-39. Tanner Wynn with it. Gets by the defender. Goes to the basket. Puts the shot up. He's fouled. Can't get it to fall, but he's got some charity throws to come.
Yeah, that's going to put not only he gets two free throws, but then every foul after that now is going to be the bonus for Albia. That might have been a case of getting a little tired there. Alex Wright's been really working. I think he's played the entire game tonight. He's been really working hard on the defensive end, chasing Baker and the win around. As the first shot goes up and in, it seemed like he just was getting a little tired there trying to keep up and just couldn't get in front of the guy.
You mentioned it earlier. When Albia comes across the top, they're really forcing that to come wide. Well, the force came late, and when you do that and you don't get there, it allows that steam to open up on the backside, and that's what Tanner took advantage of.
And this is second free throw. Now Sheridan with the basketball on the other end. Up four, 3:44 left. Take care of the basketball, looking for a good shot. That's Cunningham. He comes in, takes a runner, no good. Rebound hard off the glass to Lang. He puts it up, and it is no good. We're going to get a foul, though, and two shots. So Lang got fouled on the way up.
Not sure who got him. But
we'll see here.
Leave off. Second
24, maybe?
24.
Or 23, perhaps. No? I'm not sure. We're at just a bad angle here because the referee is to our side and we can't see the front of his fingers when he holds them up. Lang gets the first free throw to roll in. These are big free throws here. Lang, 69% free throw shooter on the year. He's Sheridan's best free throw shooter. He liked to get up close to that 70% mark. And Lang got ice water in his veins for his freshman. He is not intimidated at all.
But you'll forget very quickly that he's a freshman and watching him play basketball.
That's the second one up against the Sheridan. Breaks back open to 6-point lead, Jason.
Big possession right here for Albia. You do not want to come away empty-handed on this one.
Sheridan doing a little half-court trap there. Got out of it.
Win. Ugin in the lane. Loses the ball. He's going to pick up a foul. Got helped out there.
Ooh, boy. The referee is the worst angle out of all of them. Called that reach in, I think. Coach Julie and I are real happy about that.
The ball was getting slippery, and Abby's having a hard time hanging on to it.
Sure looked like that was a clean steal, and like I said, the referee that was behind the play and couldn't even see the basketball caller for some reason, the guy right in front of us. That's one I think you got to trust your partner to make the call. So it's going to flip Zach Ugin at the line. He's got the one in the bonus.
On its way, no good. Rebound taken away. One in. Gotta take advantage of those free throws.
Hawkinson, I don't know how many rebounds he has tonight, but boy, he's just a beast out there. Sheridan with the basketball up six now. Cunningham.
Let's see this offense float towards the top.
Sheridan starting to get a nice motion going on offense now. Starting to click in towards the end of the third quarter.
They're going to be in no hurry to get any shots off here.
Cunningham with the basketball. That's where it helps to have a senior point guard in these situations. Hawkinson, he loses the basketball, so boy, Sheridan gives Albia a break, throws it away.
Nugent goes to the basket, puts it up off the glass, good. Quick transition basketball, quick timeout by Coach Archer. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. Well, that's how quickly this team can score for Albia. They're very quick and athletic.
But I killed Sheridan there, turning it over. It seems like a lot of Sheridan's turnovers tonight have led to transition baskets for Albia, you know. And this is the time of the game. You just can't turn the ball over.
As a coach, you always want the other team to pay twice for a turnover. One to get the ball, two to make a basket, and Albia did at that time to Sheridan. 4-point deficit here.
I want to remind everybody, I believe KIIC is at the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
February 3rd. Yep. Who you got? Putting you on the spot.
I'm rooting for the Bears.
Me too. I thought you didn't ask me which Super Bowl. Yeah, unfortunately, my Bears, anyway.
I'm with you, brother.
So Sheridan inbound the basketball now. Full court press from Albia. Sheridan breaks it. Cunningham looking, picks up his dribble, gives it over to Lang, back to Wright. Good job by Sheridan breaking the pressure. Albia's got a foul to give here, and so they're going to be real aggressive. They're going to get up in Sheridan's face. Sheridan's got to take care of the basketball. 2:30 left. Sheridan up four. Hawkinson's got away outside the three-point line. That's not where he needs it. Cunningham with it now. Cunningham, boy, he gets an opening in the lane. Oh, is it up? No call. Looks like a lot of contact, and we're going to go the other way.
I'll be in transition. Dugan puts the defender off the glass. Good. It's a two-point ball. Game 208 to go. And no call leads to a turnover that leads to a basket.
That's a tough one there. It looks like a lot of contact and shit, and now with it, up two. Just as we figured, Jason, we're going right down the wire tonight. Got a great atmosphere, and your crowd's really getting loud. Sheridan with the basketball. Cunningham calls play number one. We'll see what play number one looks like here. Hockenson with it.
That's what my play number one would be.
Back up the right. Hockenson now back up to Cunningham. He gives a screen to Cunningham. Well, screen and roll. Hockenson with a floater. Oh, it's a beauty. Up and in by Cunningham, and Coach Stewart is going to get a timeout for Sheridan.
One negative floater, buddy.
That's a beauty. Going to be a full timeout. So let's take a quick break, Jason. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to Charger and Blue Demon Basketball on Thunder Country.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. 48-44. Sheridan with a 4-point lead, back and forth all night long. The world on 34, not disappointing. The capacity standard room over the crowd. Absolutely right, Jason. And senior point guard for Sheridan, Bryce Cunningham. Boy, he just came up with a huge play there for the Chargers. The little running floater in the lane, up and in, and put Sheridan up four.
Well, I see Sheridan falling back. I thought maybe they're going to come out and press. I thought that might be not be a good move. You don't want to give Albia a long court.
Right now, you don't want to take the ball out of, force somebody other than Baker or Kellogg to take the shot here.
Baker with it. Cross court, Kellogg. Open for three. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound loose. Coming over, Willie Fodeman.
That's the best look Kellogg's got in the whole second half in three-point range just off the front of the rim.
Willie Fielderman's going to come the other direction. Willie is an outstanding tennis player. My wife would adopt him in a second.
Really?
Yeah, we had a my son plays tennis, and Willie come and sit with us. And look, I love tennis. I don't mark.
I played back in the junior high days, and then that sense. Well, I don't know if my arm can take it anymore. It's kind of shot.
Save your arm for throwing.
That's about does me in. But Sheridan, that's only the 16 foul. There's a team foul away from the ball on Felderman there. That was the only a 16 foul on Albia. So Sheridan's trying to inbound the ball now. Actually trying to inbound the ball. Albia picks up a holding, a check foul on Derek Lang as he was trying to go get the basketball. So that is going to be Albia's 17 foul now and sends Lang to the line for two big free throws here, a one-and-one opportunity.
Well, the coaches have got to have this scouted out and know who you want to foul here. Not necessarily bad foul.
Yeah. I don't think they necessarily wanted to foul there. Yeah, they just were aggressive and unfortunately fouled Sheridan free throw shooter. So Lang at the line, puts up the first one, and it's good.
Now, you said you had a little fan club going on, buddy. Who you got checked
out? We got Nate Hager listening tonight. Nate, one of my baseball players, actually, and then, I just got a text from my wife, too, so my wife's listening. Shout out to my lovely wife, Amanda. And as I'm doing that, Derek Lang misses the second free throw, so it's been nice to have the support of your spouse.
It is. Here's Pedro Runner, floater, no good, rebound, controlled by the Chargers.
Be a foul now, there's a minute five left. Albia's going to have to probably foul here.
The right person.
Absolutely. Here's an RBI. And another kickback by the Chargers. And here's a reach-in. Wow, that was Albia had a huge break there. Cunningham got lazy with the pass, but had it stolen. But credit Cunningham for not putting his head down, giving up on the play, Jason. He went right back, and then he got the ball right back.
Well, that was a big momentum change right there.
Yeah. And a foul was called. If foul was called, Hockenson ended up with the basketball. He got fouled. He's going to go to the line now for 1-1.
54 seconds left. Sheridan up 5. Has a chance to really ice the game with some free throws here. We'll see if Hawkins can do it. And he puts the first one up and hit. Gotta be impressed with these two freshmen stepping up to the line, hitting the first of the 1-1 here, Lang and then Hawkinson.
They do not, they don't look or play like freshmen. 6-point lead. Second one is it.
Second one up again. It looks like Coach Shuley actually probably is going to get timeout, full timeout. You want to take a break?
Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. Albie 12-7, the final 54 seconds when we come back. You're listening to the War on 34. Don't go anywhere.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, fans. Jason Summers, and I'm Jake Schroeder. Boy, we've got a great game tonight. Sheridan's broken up on a little lead here, though. 54 seconds left in the game, and Sheridan finds themselves up 51-44. I'll be with the basketball. They got a length of the court here. You got to expect them to try to get Baker or Kellogg open for a three, possibly. We'll see.
You've got to go right to the basket right here. You don't need to settle for a three, but you've got to go right to the basket. Out front, Baker. Dribbles a lane. Floater up, and good. Now the timeout. You're going to see some press come here. Now, the coaches are going to be sitting there talking about who are you going to foul.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier in the first half. This game is going to come down to free throws, and it really has. And can Sheridan ice these free throws? If they do, they're going to win.
Yeah, Sheridan, you know, that five, the 43 seconds left. I don't know if this is a case where Albia has to foul in the backcourt, so I think they can be really aggressive, try for a trap, maybe a steal. Maybe once Sheridan gets it over the half-court line, then foul. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's still 43 seconds left. They're down 5, so if they can get a quick steal here in the bucket, look out. So Sheridan got to take care of the basketball here.
43 seconds, an eternity with the three-point line and only a five-point lead.
Starters on the floor for Sheridan. Hawkinson, Lang, Wright, Cunningham, and Sellerman. And Wright's going to be inbound the ball. He can run the baseline. And he gets it into Cunningham. Cunningham expecting to get fouled. Doesn't get fouled. Now they do call one. Wow.
Wow,
That was ticky-tacky there. I don't think I'll be, I think they were, like we said earlier, I don't think they were wanting to foul right away there because they had a double team.
And 4 seconds ticked off.
Yeah.
So you're thinking you're going to have a double team and with a chance to get the 10-second call.
With the banging, they've let go on tonight. That was probably about the lightest foul of the night. So Cunningham, he's only got a 1-1 here. There's still only 19 fouls on. I'll be the first one's up and good. But Cunningham just looks cool and relaxed up there. He's only shooting 61% on the year from the free throw line, but he looks pretty confident. The second one, it's a big free throw here as it makes it a three-possession game for the Chargers if he can knock it down. And it rolls in.
As cold a free throw shooting that Sheridan and Albie wore and the first three quarters in 6 minutes, Sheridan's been really good from the line here the last minute and a half. A 7-point lead again for Sheridan. Baker's going to try to bring it up as we approach the 30-second mark. Baker open. Scores a 3-pointer up. No good. Rebound long. Eugen comes up with it. Finds Wynn. Kellogg going for three. Good. Unbelievable.
Right.
That is some ice in the vein. 8-3, 49, 25 seconds to go.
He's got a nice high release. It's really hard for the block, you know, compared to Baker, who tends to shoot it more from the chest area. Kellogg, he's so strong, too. He can fade away just slightly and still get the ball there. He was fading away slightly on that, drained the three-pointer. That's still only a 4-point game, 25 seconds left. Albia, you know, it's going to be setting up the press again here. Sheridan has to inbound it.
Plenty of time, two-possession game.
Albia's got to be getting low on timeouts, I think, Jason. I'm not sure how many they get in high school basketball, I guess, but they've called at least 3 or 4 this half. You figure they have to be getting a little low on timeouts.
Jack and Johnny Flattery's missed. Our statistician did not make the journey over.
Oh, boy.
He'll be on timeout the rest of the day tomorrow.
great atmosphere tonight, though, Jason. Nobody's left yet. And, you know, like I said, you like it when no matter what sport they're playing, these two teams, if they both have teams that have winning records and a good, solid team, it just makes for so much better of a ball game, and the intensity level is just so high.
Here comes the inbound. It's inbounded. Cunningham will be fouled. Did a good job of getting that ball away and protecting right away on the inbound.
Only 2 seconds ran off the clock there, so now they are in the double bonus, so Sheridan will get two here. Always nice. You relax a little more when you get in that double bonus, don't you?
Take the pressure off.
No big shots here, though. Cunningham, first one up, and it's good. That school is the other side of the fellow right now, isn't he? Put Sheridan up five, and he's got a chance to force Albia into having to maybe shoot a couple threes here if he can put him up six. And he puts it up, and it's good. Nothing to pass. He's so ice cold, isn't he? I should say cool as ice there.
Four straight free throws.
Yeah, that's big from your senior point guard. That's what you expect.
For as poor as they were early on, boy, they have been really good here at late, when it matters most. 20 seconds to go. Baker with a crossover. Picks up his dribble. Finds Win. Ball three on the way. No good. Rebounds loose. Taken away by the Chargers. And that's probably going to seal the deal as Lang gets the rebound. And the Charger fans show their appreciation.
The Charger fans are getting up. And I think they realize that might do it. Albia went a little cold in the second half, Jason, especially for three-point range. They had a lot of open looks. Well, even the best shooters just didn't get the looks, though. You know, the other guys just didn't step up and knock a few down. But they've had a lot of looks from three, it seems like. And if one or two of those goes in, we're looking at probably a tie ball game or so.
I'm going to call you Nostradamus because you called it right there. You talked about wisdom, and you said that it's going to come down to free throws there in the early part of the game. And, you've hit it on the hill. Five straight free throws made by the Chargers, and I think Lang's going to make it six.
Yeah, Lang hits it. Oh, misses it, Jinx.
I'm glad. 10 seconds to go. 56-49, Baker with it. Crossover, picks it up. Nope, can't get a shot off. Well defended by the Chargers. Long three by Kellogg, no good, and that will do it. And the student section takes the four of the Charger Dome, and they'll celebrate a Charger victory sweep tonight over the boys and girls at Jake. We saw an outstanding basketball game. Really liked the composure of the Chargers at the end. When they had to make free throws, they made free throws. I thought it was huge for Hawkinson. When they went into the inside, got that 8-point lead, it was Albia behind, and that they were not able to catch up.
Yeah, definitely, Jason, and I think it's a great experience for the Charger team looking ahead to district. You don't want to jump ahead too far, but to be able to have a game that's real close against your rival, to put a couple freshmen at the free throw line, and then your senior point guard and have them knock down the free throws, I hope will give them confidence that they can, you know, not, because they're going to have to knock it down if they want to win district games or pressure situations like that. So good victory by the Chargers. Albia is going to be just fine. Had a tough shooting night, especially in the second half. They had a lot of looks, just couldn't quite get them to drop. But you know that they're going to start knocking down shots.
You've got to give credit where credit is due. This is a good basketball team that's walking and displayed in Albia. But credit where credit is due. Sheridan came out, played really tough defense the second half, extended their the defense. You talked about Albia not getting the three-point basket to drop. Well, the reason was Sheridan defenders were in the Albia shooter's face.
Yeah, definitely. That's great effort all around. Hawkinson had a great game tonight. I wish we had this little stats here. He might have been the difference in the game, really, just cleaning up the defensive glass. No second chance opportunities hardly at all for Albia tonight. Sheridan Roofs 11-3 now. Best record they've had, and I'm not sure how long, but I know it's been probably a few years since they've come anywhere close to 11-3. And still got a lot of basketball left to play, though.
Well, I'm certain that Coach Schooley and the Charger basketball team wouldn't care if you join the band Left Wagon Lake, but I promise you, if you join on and get out and watch this basketball team play, this Charger basketball team's outstanding. I love the way they get up and down the court, their athleticism, and I believe they can go inside and bang, and there's not a lot of teams that are going to have guys that are 6'5 and six Binks and 6'4 that they can go on the inside and really create mismatches as well with that excellent exterior offense.